It's time to get freaky. I'm Leah.
I'm Limina, and welcome to
The Frequency. Yay. See, we still got it.
Yeah.
It's been a month.
And that one was completely off. You know how I know we haven't done a frequency episode in a while? Mm. You know how I know?
Mm-hmm. What?
I know because you made a post the other day about getting your period and I don't have my period, which means we're desynced.
We're not synced anymore.
We're desynced.
We have to sync back up. The reason why my period was a weird timing is because I was so stressed.
Mm.
But I have to tell you something. This is actually, I guess we should start all the time with a period update, right? We do have a period update in the schedule every single time.
Of course.
This is incredibly pertinent. Limit, I know you've been up to a lot of things, but this past weekend I was at Yu-Gi-Oh! Nationals.
Yippee!
And part of that was walking into the venue for the very first time and my uterus deciding to start my period right then and there.
So funny story. Instant. I also had a work conference and literally my period came like the first day of my work conference. And I was actually so upset because I was like, so stressed out from doing the fucking conference in the first place. And I was like, you couldn't have come like a week before or a week after. Like it had to be right as the event starts. Like I wanted to kill myself.
What was the gender breakdown at the event? Because I have a theory.
I work in tech. So.
Okay, here's my theory because I think this will stand. So my theory is the reason why it started for me the instant I went into that venue was because there were too many men there and my body was like, why are there so many men here? Evacuate your uterus right now.
Yeah, like the eject button. It's like the big red button.
Eject.
Like in a
literally
mech.
Eject.
Like you're getting like,
yes,
yeah, you're gonna like shoot out like out of the sky in a little eject pod.
The egg in my uterus literally slammed that eject button out of the mech that is my is my womb.
Okay, do you think that I like at YCS or like at these card game events, do you think that, I know we're skipping topics a little bit here, but do you think people hook up at these events?
Okay, I've heard that Grindr goes fucking nutto mode.
Is that what Mew was doing?
No, Mew
was. Oh, no, she was doing regular Tinder.
Yeah. But she wasn't, I don't think she was on it at the event, which would make sense.
Yeah,
but I know it at Offkai, she was on Hinge.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was, Hinge.
Yeah,
Grindr's she was, like, the gay messaging, one. Like,
mm-hmm, Grindr's the gay one.
Sorry, I'm old. Yeah. We did, back in my day, we had Cupid.
Okay, Cupid?
Okay, Cupid. Yeah, we had Okay, Cupid. And then, like, all of those weird, like, farmers like, for farmers and, like, Christians.
Oh, yeah. For Christians. Farmers only. Christian mingle.
That's what we had when I was growing up. Sorry. I get all the new ones confused. All I know is, like, Tinder. But Tinder's, like, not, people don't use that anymore, right? It's, like,
I heard
some of my friends used Coffee Meets Bagel.
What the fuck is Coffee Meets Bagel? Is that, like, a...
It's okay, like an Asian I'm, one. It's like an Asian.
I wasn't
American
sure if it was
one.
Gonna be Jewish or not. Okay. I was like, I know there is one for
Jewish
like for Jewish
crazy.
People.
That's insane. That's an insane statement.
Can you not? The bagel shop could be Jewish, Limina. Come on, right?
I mean, you're not ready.
Okay, why
wrong,
would coffee meets bagel be? Why would coffee meets bagel? Oh my god! Why would coffee meets bagel be Asian?
I don't know why it's Asian, but it is Asian. I don't know what the implication of coffees meeting bagels is Asian, but it's like the Asian American like dating platform essentially.
Mm-hmm. But like. It just sounds, I guess it's less racist than saying like, oh, boba meets like bagel. That would be like for if you're like a libertarian guy seeking an Asian wife, right? Like,
yeah. It's,
right?
That's like the yellow fever. That's the yellow fever. You know what was really funny is one time one of my good friends, he had broken up recently, and this was like when Valorant was like still really hot. And I was like, yeah, man, just find yourself an e-girl on Valorant. You just got to find Asian boba girl, like AZN boba girl on Valorant. And at one point, an AZN boba girl literally messaged him. Like, they were playing Valorant together, and they were like,
oh my God, like, her username was literally Asian boba girl.
It was literally, it wasn't AZN, but it was literally Asian, like, two, it was like a variation of Asian boba girl. Like, the girl was either spelled like GRL or, you know, whatever, it had X's in it or something.
Oh my God.
It was, or underscores. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It was literally a variation of literally Asian boba girl.
That's crazy.
He screenshotted. He's like, oh my God, I queued with an Asian boba girl. And I was like, bro, now's your chance. Work your magic. Do the Riz.
Yeah, hop on voice chat.
Literally. And so he did. And they actually started talking. And I was like, okay. I was like, okay, wait. Hold up. I know I told you to do this, but we got to take two steps back. I'm telling you right now that Asian Boba Girl is talking to three other Valo guys. Like, you can't. I was like, you can't
do
this.
No, it's true, though. That's so true, though.
I was like, if you want to just, like, for fun, do it. You can do it. But, like, don't go into this with, like, a relationship. Because he had just come out of, like, a really long-term relationship. So I got really scared for him that he was going to get committed to fucking Asian Boba Girl on Valorant.
Yeah, emotionally attached to Asian Boba Girl. Yeah.
That was probably one of the most insane things that happened. Because I literally had joked, like, you just got to find Asian Boba Girl on Valorant. And he actually found Asian Boba Girl on Valorant. And they actually, like, exchanged Discord DMs.
Yeah, that's like fate, though, right? Like, that's like destiny. Like, that's the modern day meet cute, right? Meeting in solo queue on Valo.
Yeah, exactly.
Do people still do that, though? I feel like that's like a few years ago sort of thing. What do people
do now? It was early last year, or maybe almost 2 years ago. So it was a little while ago. Yeah, I don't know if people still do that.
Because I feel like I don't know anything about the dating scene.
No, I don't either. I'm too old.
Yeah, I'm too old. I feel like, okay, so back in my day, we did have OkCupid, but you know what we had for the lesbians?
What?
Lesbians were on Plenty of Fish.
Oh, wait, shit. I have heard of Plenty of Fish. I think some of my lesbian friends actually met on that. I think I actually know a lesbian couple that actually met on Plenty of Fish. Like, unironically.
Did they U-Haul off of Plenty of Fish?
They didn't U-Haul right away, but faster than most couples, I would say.
That's U-Hauling. I feel like, what's faster than most couples, right? Like, because I feel like U-Hauling is, like, 6 months max, right?
Oh, if it's 6 months, then, like... I think probably because the problem is a lot of my friends are older, so when they like date, a lot of them do end up living with their significant others pretty quickly. And it's like one of those things where like you live with them pretty fast. Even if you don't sign a lease together, it's like you just live at the other person's house kind of thing. And then like you kind of get it out of your system really quick. That way you kind of skip the honeymoon phase. You just skip everything, like speed running relationships.
Yeah, and
you know?
Go straight to farting in front of each other.
Yeah, and then you go, if you can't handle my stanky farts, then we break up and then I move on because I'm 30 plus and I, you know, the eggs are expiring. And so you gotta...
there's a lot of sulfur in that butthole.
Ew. When you put it that way.
Isn't that what makes it stink? Like, I do wonder what the chemical composition of farts is, right? It is sulfur, I thought, that makes the fart stink. Why do farts stink? That's a good question.
I'm assuming it has to do with why...
I'm so glad you asked this, Leora, not me.
I'm assuming it has to do with why poop stinks, right? It's like the chemical of poop.
Primarily hydrogen sulfide and other sulfur-containing compounds. Once again... I'm right.
I guess you are.
Nonstop.
Leah's
but, like, why
right.
do some farts not smart?
Smart?
Sorry, we're so out of practice. Why
really
do
are.
Some
really
farts
are.
Not stink, right?
Yeah, I will say that also, like, it's like that rule of, like, if your fart is, like, louder, usually it doesn't smell as bad. And if it's, like, the silent but deadly ones, right?
No, okay. I thought the reason why your farts were loud are because you, like, shaved your asshole.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Because the reason why a fart makes sounds is because it's, like, your butt cheeks are, like, flapping against each other, right?
But what does that have to do with, like, shaving your butthole?
Well, the hair dampens the sound.
I don't think that's how that works. That's how that works. No, I don't think
that's how that works. No, it totally is,
think,
right?
I don't, like, think that's how that works.
Because, like...
I have both... Mm. Occasionally, I have both silent and I have both resounding farts. Mm. Not silent farts like anyone else. And
yeah,
my butthole has not been shaved, but it also doesn't have hair on it. So...
Wait, what do you mean your butthole doesn't have hair on it?
Does your butthole you think you're better than me?
You think you're better than me?
I didn't say that. You think
okay, well, my butthole doesn't actively have hair on it all the time, but, like, I'm not gonna go around.
Do you shave your butthole, Leah?
My mom told me that when I'm in a court of law, I can always plead the fifth.
All right, well, we're learning a lot today. No, my butthole doesn't have hair. I think it's I'm not, like, a super hairy person. So I have really good hair genes, but my hair genes are not actually super good, but my family's hair genes are good. So I think that's why I came out without any butthole hairs.
Do you have armpit hair?
I do have armpit hair, but my armpit hair is, like, even if I didn't shave for a really long time, it's not gonna look bushy. Like, I don't know. Okay, I haven't really seen a lot of other people's armpits hairs, so I'm really going off of cartoons because that's, like, really my only perspective of armpit hair.
You're going off of hentai, right? You're, like,
no, because hentai,
like,
doesn't have armpit hair. They're all cleanly shaved.
Some of them do. When it's explicitly about sniffing armpits, they absolutely do.
Okay, well, I don't look at the ones that are out sniffing armpits, so I can't say that I know. But in cartoons, they kind of look like a bush. Like, they look like your pubes, you know? But my armpit hair, even if I didn't shave for, like, months, it's very, like, it's just a couple strands. Like, you'd see it, but it's, like, strands. It's not, like, really a bush. So for a while, I exclusively plucked all of my armpit hair because it was just a few strands there. But that actually, it just takes so much time, so I just shave it now.
Wait, you would pluck it?
Yeah, because there's not that many. There's, like, maybe, like, 15 strands on each arm. That's what I'm saying. It's like not a bush.
Crazy.
It's, like, really, little. Like, they're just little.
That's insane.
Little pieces of hair there. It doesn't have the bushiness to it, even if I don't shave.
No, you're describing, like, a harpsichord.
Okay, I'm gonna send, like, you a picture, like, of my armpit one of these days, unshaved.
Let's fucking go. Holy. No, I ask because I know I was talking to Mamie about this, like, near Christmas time, and she was like, yeah, I don't grow hair on my armpits. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I know.
Now I'm
thinking
about my gen mate's,
like,
hairless armpits for, like, the rest of my life.
My sister and my mom are both like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which is why I think I have, like, hair genes. But I will say, for, like, an Asian, I think my arms are, like, a little hairier than, like, other Asians, I think.
Oh, can you, like, see the hair?
You can see the hair, but,
like, it's, like, dark.
It's actually quite light, though. So, like, if you're not looking for it, you wouldn't see it. But I do have, like, arm hair, which I think a lot of Asians don't have, like, at all. And
no, everybody has hair all over their body, right? Like, it's just,
no,
if you,
like,
can see
I'm
it
telling
or
you, my sister and my mom are, like, smooth.
Okay. What if they're liars?
No, they're not liars.
And they're lying to you to make you feel bad about yourself.
Why would they do that? They just have like the superior genes. You know what's crazy though? My sister has, like, really thick hair on her head, but she has, like, no armpit hair and no arm hair. And she's just, like, really just, like, genetically superior with hair. Whereas me, I'm, like, balding and I have, like, armpit hair still. and I have arm hair. So it's like I just lost the genetic dice roll in our family.
Have you considered getting your armpit hair transferred to your head?
Okay, so I have a funny story. My biological dad, so I take from him, I think, because he's balding. He literally did a hair transplant. So what they do is they take the hair follicles from the bottom, like the back of your head, like towards the nape of your neck. And then they transplant those to the top of your head where you're balding. Like he has like a, you know, like the circle on the top of his head, right? That he's like balding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they transplant
male pattern baldness.
Yeah. And he said it was like the most excruciatingly painful procedure that he's like ever had done ever. And it was like horrible. Mm. And even after like the post-op stuff was like horrible and everything was horrible. And it all still fell out anyway. So now he wears a toupee. So I would never get the transplant because to me, I now know that genetically the chances of it working for me are like less, right? Because my dad did it. So I can't get the transplant. I'm just doomed.
That's crazy.
He spent so much money.
Paying so that's crazy. I would be so mad.
Yeah, he was mad.
I would be so mad if I spent that much money and then I was still bald afterwards. Like,
yeah, I spent all that money and pain and suffering, and he had to like. He had to like wear like a beanie for like a really long time because it looked really bad like to look at too.
Yeah, but like at what point do you just like pack it up and shave it off like your whole head?
See, that's my plan. My plan is to try to be as hot as I can without hair so that I can be like Tilda Swinton in Doctor Strange and just like rock the bald head, you know?
Yeah, I think honestly like either of us could maybe rock the bald look.
Like Tilda Swinton is so hot in Doctor Strange. Like I want to be her.
Doja Cat also hot and
bald. Oh, true. Or like just be like bald so you can just wear a bunch of wigs all the time. Although like wearing wigs is so pain. But maybe it'd be less pain.
Wigs are expensive. Maybe if it was like a nice wig.
Yeah, you just wear wigs. Yeah. Like some people just wear wigs on a daily basis too, like just for funsies.
True.
Even though they have hair. So, I mean, there's always an alternative if you care that much. But I feel like I don't care enough. I would just be bald. I don't really.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too much maintenance.
It's a lot of effort. And I'm a very low effort person. So.
Me too. But you still shave your armpit, so you're not that low effort, right?
Yeah. Well, I shave it because I'm too lazy to pluck them now. So, yeah. To me it is low effort. Shaving like really doesn't take me much time at all because there's really not that much hair, so I just go one swipe and I'm done.
Every time somebody who has like Asian hair talks to me about shaving, I feel like there's this like rage that builds in me towards my genetic buildup where I'm like, why was I born to survive the winter?
Yeah.
Why did they do this to me?
No, I do not envy that at all. But if it makes you feel better, I always felt that about me versus my mom and my sister. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It would make me feel better if you had butthole hair, honestly. Just like a little bit.
I'm sorry. I have to leave you. Yeah, I have to leave you alone on that one. On your lone island there. Sorry about that.
Speaking of, we had topics for today.
We were going to talk about gag reflexes and laboo. Wait, okay, tell me about your laboo thing.
Okay, so I'm maybe the most influenceable person in the entire universe.
Oh, sure. Me too.
Like, you know what a laboo-boo is, right?
Wait, okay, before you start, I'll tell you my laboo-boo story, because you might be surprised to hear my laboo-boo story, too.
Before you tell a laboo-boo story, though,
okay.
We have a lot of men in chat who maybe have not heard.
No way people don't know what a laboo-boo is.
Wait, it's like, chat, if you don't know what a laboo-boo is,
you live under a
where
rock.
Where have you been?
It's
okay, but maybe they just don't have any women they talk to, except
I feel like on social media, like, you cannot escape laboo-boos.
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
Laboo-boos are just like everywhere right now. I was like, I can't even escape laboo-boos.
All right. Tell me your laboo-boo story.
All right. Well, but for people who really don't know what a Labubu is, it's just like it's a toy. It's like a keychain.
Yeah, it's like an ugly ass little guy.
He looks like the guy in Where the Wild Things Are. And it's just like a keychain that you hang off of your bag. It's like the current fad is everyone has one hanging off of their bags. And it's a vinyl plush. So it has a vinyl face. It's like a hard plastic face, hard plastic feet and legs. And then it has a plush fur body. It has like little ears and it has grinny teeth. It's a little gremlin guy. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can put outfits on him. You can put little clothes on him.
Yeah, you can buy clothes from them. And the trend originated from actually K-pop. It was like a K-pop. It was a girl in Blackpink who really liked Labubus. And then so she was like, I like Labubus a lot. And she kept posting photos of her Labubus. And then so then everyone wanted a Labubu. And then anyway, that's the Labubu lore. But the funny story that I have is that when I was in Singapore a couple months ago, I was hanging out with Miwa and we literally went to a Pop Mart. And I was like, holy shit, they have Labubus. And yeah, at this point, even in the U.S., it was hard to get Labubus.
It's really hard to find Labubus.
This was a couple of months ago, too. So it was like even not as bad as it is now. But a couple of months ago, I had already gotten a Labubu because I really like trends and I cannot escape trends. And as soon as this trend started, I like needed a Labubu. So I got a Labubu.
What color is your Labubu?
Oh, I have many Labubus now. But the first one I got was, I think, pink. I think I got a pink Labubu. But my friend ordered like an entire set, and so she had a couple she didn't want. So I took one that she didn't want, and I got one for my roommate, Rumi Chun. She actually didn't even know what a Labubu was, and she was like, "What the fuck is this?" I was like, "It's trendy. Just take it to work." Because my roommate is even older than I am. So then, also that was also a funny story is she took it to work, and everyone was like, "Oh my god, you're Labubu! I love it!" And she was like, "Oh yeah, like you made me the most popular person at work. Thank you for the Labubu." But I got the Labubu for retail, which is like $20. It's like it's not that expensive. So anyway, I got these Labubus, and so when I was in Singapore, I was like, you know what? If Pop Mart has more Labubus, maybe I'll grab one more. I just wanted one more. I didn't want like I see these people with like 20 Labubus.
You can't only have one. They need a friend. They get lonely.
I like to hang it on my bag. So like, you know, it's like to me, it's just an accessory. So I don't have that many bags. So I just wanted another one for my other bag. And so I was with Miwa and I was like, oh my god, they have Labubus. And then she goes, what's a Labubu? And I was like, oh my god, in America, because they had so many there. I was like, in America, this is like the hot thing right now. Like everybody wants these and they're impossible to get. So like, I got to buy some. And she was like, I don't understand, but okay, I guess. So I picked up one Labubu for myself. One Labubu for Luli, actually, Lazuli, because she had told me that she wanted a Labubu a while back, so I got her one. And then I got a Labubu for a friend. So I got three Labubus, which is, like, kind of a lot.
That's
like,
a lot of Labubus,
and it's really difficult to get that. So, like, I got three like, contraband items. So I got my contrabands. And as I was leaving Singapore, Miwa was like, well, if you ever want another Labubu, just let me know, and I'll pick them up for you, and I'll bring it to you, because I'm going to go to the U.S. soon anyway. And I can just stop by Pop Mart and grab them because nobody wants them here. So I'll just get them for you. I was like, oh, great. I come back and I am flaunting my new Labubu at a party, my friend's birthday party. And one of our other friends is like, holy shit, you got a new Labubu? Like, Labubus are so hard to get. And I said, yeah, I got it in Malaysia. Like, there's like a ton there. Malaysia and Singapore, there's just like a ton there. And the guy was like, oh, really? I was like, yeah, well, actually, my friend offered, like, if I want to get more, like, she'll just pick them up for me. Can, like, do you want one? Because he was like, yeah, I've been trying so hard to get one for me and my girlfriend, but they've been so hard to get. And he was like, yeah, could you? So I was like, okay. So I texted Miwa and I go, hey, Miwa, do you think you could pick up two Labubus for me, like, whenever? And she's like, yeah, sure, I'll pick it up before I head over to America. I was like, great, thanks. And then she went to four different Pop Marts. And they were all sold out. So I think
that's
by that
crazy.
Point, the craze had reached Singapore.
And it hit them.
Yes.
It hit them.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And it was impossible to get them. She was like, I was like, dude, I don't know. I was like, you didn't have to go to four Pop Marts. But like, first of all, that's insane. And second of all, it was like in the span of a couple weeks.
That's insane.
Actually insane.
No, that's crazy. Do you think maybe you just got like really lucky with the Labubu?
I don't think so. I think genuinely at that time, it just wasn't as big at that point.
Mm.
Yeah, it was just like the good timing, I think. I mean, it is, I guess, lucky timing, but like it was, it's not like, I don't think it was like a, oh, they're normally out, but it was like they had it that time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, now tell me your Labubu story.
Okay. Well, I thought like a month ago, 2 months ago, maybe, I was like, oh, I guess May. May was when I first saw like a Labubu and I was like, this shit ugly as hell. I don't need that. Fuck this shit.
That's everyone's first reaction to Labubu.
Literally, they're like, they're kind of ugly. But like, the thing is, they're,
it's like, an ugly, like an acquired cute,
taste. Yeah, it's ugly cute. It's ugly cute. Like, I don't think that it's like the cutest thing in the universe. But I do like the idea of putting mine in a little outfit, right?
Yeah, dressing them up.
I like the idea of dressing them up like a little, like a little, like a socially acceptable doll for a 30-year-old woman. Right?
Yeah, it is a socially acceptable doll for a 30-year-old woman, by the way.
Right? Isn't it?
It is.
And I didn't want one. And then I saw Mori Calliope, my Oshi, my Kami Oshi, was on Twitter. And she posted a picture of her Labubu.
She has
and
a Labubu? All of a sudden,
she has a Labubu. My Oshi has a Labubu. And because my Oshi has a Labubu, I need a Labubu.
That makes sense.
I need to dress my Labubu up like my Oshi.
Like your Oshi or your Oshi's Labubu?
No, like my Oshi.
Oh, you're going to like make a cosplay for your Labubu?
I'm going to make a little
you're
cosplay
gonna make
for
a
my
Mori
Labubu.
Calliope like Mori Calliope.
I just think it would be really cute.
You know what?
I don't know. I've like really wanted one now ever since she posted it. So I got.
I haven't seen any cosplay Labubus yet. They got to do that. People got to hop on that.
Well, I was at Nat's and my friend Brittany, she had a Labubu. So obviously we were already talking about Labubu, but she had a costume for her Labubu that was the guy from Scream. The like, what's his, the there's like a name for him. The guy with the mask from Scream.
The ghost guy? The ghost mask
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, ghost face? Ghost face. Yeah.
Did she make that or was it just like an available, readily available costume?
It had to have been readily available.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Well, but like for your Mori Calliope Labubu, you're going to have to make that
costume.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to make it.
I don't think that's going to be readily available.
Yep. Or like commission it from somebody.
From a Labubu artisan?
A Labubu
Atelier.
Yeah, atelier.
Yeah.
Or like, it'd be like a, what are they called? It's a couture. My couture Labubu.
Yeah. Labubu couture.
That really would be a 24 karat Labubu.
I actually, when Poseidon and Nova were around in SoCal, we went to this place called Frankensons. Have you heard of Frankensons before? Have you been there before?
I've heard of frankincense, which is a, you know, like a herbal thing.
No. It's like a toy slash card game collector's thing called Frank and Sons. It's in SoCal. I live pretty far from it, but like when people visit, I try to like drive them out and take them because there's nothing to do in my area, so I'm just gonna take them. So I took them to Frank and Sons, and Poseidon has been to Frank and Sons, and I've taken Nova to Frank and Sons before, so they've both been there. But they have a whole section there for like TCG stuff, so we like to go there and like look at all their TCG stuff. It's basically like you can imagine like a convention, you know, like a exhibit hall in a convention. It's that, but like all the time. So
yeah,
every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, like all the time, they have this like place that you can go and buy like nerd shit and animation and TCG stuff. It's a really cool place, and I highly recommend anyone who visits SoCal who likes collector stuff and is a weeb or likes TCGs,
cool.
To go check it out. But anyway, not sponsored. Please sponsor me, Frankenstein. But
yeah.
But Frank is
shilling so hard.
But they're like, because they're a collector space, they also have just like random like flavor of the month shit there. Like any quote unquote collectible stuff they will generally have available there. And so they definitely had Labubus. And so Poseidon was like, I want to go to Frankincense and I want to get a Labubu and I want to buy clothes for my Labubu. And I was like, okay, we can go to Frankincense. So we went, we were looking around. And so she got her a Labubu and she gave it clothes and everything. And they have these vendors there that just have booths that just sell Labubu clothes. It's like
that's crazy.
An entire booth just for Labubu clothes, and they have like the brand name Labubu clothes are more expensive, so you can get like a Prada bag.
I know, you can get a Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, you can get a Louis Vuitton bag for your Labubu.
But it's Labubu.
Like, it was so funny because it's like in these sections where it's like, okay, all clothes on this section cost like $10 and all clothes on this. But if it's like a designer item, even though we know that they're not real designer clothes, like they're knockoff designer clothes, they cost more.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's so insane.
It's actually, what's the Labubu economy, man? The Labubu economy is crazy. Yeah, anyway.
The 24 karat gold Labubu with a Supreme drip. Literally, truly. Like, I can't imagine buying like brand name clothes for my Labubu.
Can you imagine getting your, and I've seen a lot of people have like full, like head to toe, like, you know, they'll head to toe designer out their Labubu.
Your dripped
crazy.
Out Labubu.
Dripped
That's
out Labubu.
Insane.
The only thing I might get for my Labubu is Crocs because I think it's funny.
Oh my God, wait. Crocs for your Labubu go so hard. That'd be so cute.
I should make a Lemon Labubu. I think that'd be funny. Just get like an Adidas tracksuit. Surely they have a Labubu Adidas tracksuit, and then just give it some Crocs.
They have to.
They must.
Have to.
Surely.
And you can cut off the shoulders and stuff the bra.
Mm-hmm. Give it some big anime boobies.
Yeah, give it some big anime titties. Laboobies. Okay, I know. Okay, small tangent. I know that. You know Rule 34, right?
Yeah,
sure. Do you think that they're making Labubu porn?
There must be Labubu. Okay, someone earlier I saw a comment said that someone at Anime Expo brought a Labubu fleshlight. So it's real.
What? A Labubu fleshlight?
It has to be real.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Yeah, it's probably not the most insane thing though, right?
Well, there are more insane things to happen at cons.
Sure. Like orgies.
Which does bring us into a different topic. Yeah. Okay. So we've all sort of heard of these like legendary like con orgies, right? Like anime conventions have like it's not, I don't, it's like whispers and like, and rumors of, of certain communities having orgies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the one that makes the most sense is like, I've always heard that like, I have no idea what a furry convention is like. I've never been. All I know is like stuff that I've like read on like forums or whatever, like 10 years ago. So the only thing I know about furry conventions is that they do have orgies and that they are like jerking off in their suits or something, which is that really an orgy if they're not having sex and they're just like jerking off in their suits?
No, I think they also do have sex, but I heard that the furry orgies are like really well organized because it happens so often. So like, so I've heard that they have like very like explicit like rules, and it's like you can get kicked out very easily because it's like,
well, that's
such a practiced thing that's happened at these events. So it's like they have all of these like your do's and don'ts and like whatever. That's what I heard. I don't know exactly what the do's and don'ts are, but I've heard that it's like very strictly managed so that weirdos like don't get in to like the orgies because it's supposed to be like a safe space, I guess, to a certain degree, right? But have you heard of that like 100 ways to die thing about a furry orgy like happening in the woods?
No,
but
what?
I don't know if this is, I think this is made up because this sounds so ridiculous and unreal, but there was this one thing where it was like on 100 Ways to Die or something, and it was like a furry orgy, and they is your fucking Uma Musume spreadsheet?
Don't look at my Uma Musume spreadsheet. Don't look at it.
Anyway, wait, look at bear incident, because it was like they were having
furry
an
orgy
and then apparently a bear came and like mauled them.
1,000 Ways to Die wiki.
Yeah.
Embarrassed. Randy was under the influence of magic mushrooms, which made him have hallucinations. He tried to talk to the bushes, but he couldn't get anything from them. On top of that, he barked like a stray dog and walked on all fours in the dirt. This doesn't seem like a furry thing. This guy just took like...
He was like on bath salts. Like, he was like crazy.
Yeah. Randy comes upon a group of people dressed in animal costumes who were engaged in sexual intercourse with each other. sometimes called a furry or a kimono. Randy tries to have sex with the participants, but each time he was rebuffed, someone in a chicken costume even shooed him away with his beak. This is insane. This show was insane. A Thousand Ways to Die. I remember it was trauma as a child of this show. Watching it, was it on G4 or was it on Spike? It was on Spike, right?
It was on Spike, I think, yeah.
That's crazy. Randy saw a bear and thought she was a furry dressed as a teddy bear. Randy approached the mama bear to be with her, but the bear was real all along and didn't want casual sex with humans. Insane sentence.
The bear
thought Randy was trying to attack her and took the matter as an attack and not as a game. It attacked him and proceeded to devour him while he was still alive and was brutally killed in cold blood.
That's that seems like crazy. It was written up to be a little bit, but that's kind of what I heard. I heard that there was a guy who was like trying to join in on a furry orgy that was happening outside, but then he like was high or whatever, and like he wandered too far from outside because they were like in the forest or something.
Yeah,
and then he ran into an actual bear and like tried to have sex with it and then got mauled is what I heard.
That's crazy.
But I don't know if it's real. I can't tell if that's real or not.
I thought A Thousand Ways to Die, all of the deaths had to be real, right?
Right, that's what I saw too. But like, how much are they actually like fact checking these things, you know?
I don't think that this is the pinnacle of journalism. I'm not going to lie.
It's definitely not the pinnacle of journalism.
I do feel like this is, like, maybe it's fake. I thought it was real.
I thought that Thousand Ways to Die were all based off real stories. So
I thought I'm so
assuming
too.
Assuming it's real, but maybe they just exaggerated certain things.
Like, what even was this show?
I don't know what that show was.
It was like a gore. It was like gore light. They were like, oh, do you want to watch people fucking die?
Yeah.
It's literally people fucking dying.
I mean, television in the early 2010s was something.
Presentation of stories derived from myths and science.
Oh, it's not so true then. It's just myths.
The deaths are usually fake, but some are based on true stories.
Boo.
Boo. What was the point? Yeah, the point was, I guess, when I was like a kid, I thought it was real. What the hell?
Yeah, fake news. Propaganda.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Because I was terrified of plane windows for like 10 years.
Oh, did they have one about plane windows?
Yeah, they were like, this guy got sucked through a plane window because it wasn't sealed completely. And I was terrified for like years. I would never take my seatbelt off in a plane.
Well, at least now you know that it's all fake news. You can take your seatbelt off
now. They also like make everybody seem like a bad person.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Like all of the deaths are like, it's very horror movie-esque, right?
Yeah.
We're like, oh, let's blame the victim. This guy actually was drunk on a plane.
Yeah,
and
he deserved to die.
And sucked him out.
Yeah.
So he deserved to die. Yeah. Speaking of sucking them out.
Oh, speaking of sucking.
I think we're going for like the combo of segues. Nonstop combo of segues.
Yeah. Keep you on your toes.
We gotta bounce around a little bit. Bounce on it.
Bounce
if you
on
will.
That thing.
We are bouncing on. Are we bouncing on it? You mentioned something to me earlier today.
Yeah.
About gag reflexes.
Yeah. It's something I think about a lot.
Yeah. Why do you think about it a lot?
Because I have an extreme gag reflex. I went to the dentist the other day, and every time I go to the dentist, it's like I almost like choke on my own tongue, like or my own spit, and I almost like throw up at a dentist, you know?
Oh my God.
So it's like such a pain. So I think about like people who like often who frequent the art of sucking dick. And like, how do you not throw up on the dick if you have a gag reflex? Or do you just, if you have a gag reflex, are you just not allowed to suck dick? Or do people get off on people throwing up on their dicks? Like, how do people feel about throw up?
I know, like, there are some guys who get off on that happening. But, like, I don't think it's very common. And I think it sort of comes along with, like a fetish for, like, sadism.
Right.
So, like, yeah. I'm not necessarily going to touch on that. Because I think they're, like, yeah. Like, I think that's kind of, like, rude, first of all.
Yeah.
And mean.
Yeah.
But also, like, I watched this documentary, it had to have been, like, 10 years ago now, about, like, the porn industry at the time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these girls, like, who were just getting into it would be, like, subjected to, like, this type of shoot where, like, the guys were really rough and or the goal of them was to get them to throw up on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was the point?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the point. The point was that they were, like, gonna get them to throw up on it because, and they wouldn't tell them.
Ew, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, it's scary. But listen, I have a friend.
Okay.
Had a friend. We're not friends anymore because I, you know.
Sure.
I don't talk to anybody other than, like, VTubers, right?
Yeah.
And I was always surprised when she would talk about, like, how much she enjoyed, like, sucking dick.
That's crazy.
Like, she was like, it genuinely feels good to me. And I was like, that is wild. I don't know what happens in the brain where that, like, happens, but I kind of understand from, like, a choking perspective.
The question is, like, how is her gag reflex? Does she not have one? Or is it, like, she just has one, but ever so slightly, and it's, like, one of those things, like you said, like, choking, where it's, like, slight pain, or, like I just can't even imagine what it feels like to not have a gag reflex, because, like, one of my good friends, Ko, she has mentioned that she does not have a gag reflex at all.
That's crazy.
Like just in general. Like, she cannot get herself to throw up. Like, if she feels sick, she cannot just put her finger down her throat and throw up. Like, she just has to, like, live with feeling sick. Like, if she's nauseous and stuff.
I can't get myself to throw up by putting a finger down my throat either.
You can't?
Is that what that means? Is that what a gag reflex
is?
Yes, I can't.
That's
do that.
The gag reflex. That's
no,
literally,
it doesn't work that way for me.
I can stick my finger in, like, not even fully, and I'll start gagging already.
That's crazy.
Like, I have a really sensitive gag reflex.
Like
I said, I choke on my tongue.
A spoon just drifts too far down into your, like, mouth when you're eating pudding.
I will brush my teeth sometimes
up.
And I'll, like, slip and I'll go, like, you know, like, almost throw up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think she had a gag reflex, but that's just because one time she was really drunk at an anime convention and she threw up in her chicken nuggets.
But, like, but she forced herself to throw them.
No. I don't think she would do that in her chicken nuggets
like
that.
No, I feel like if she just threw up, that doesn't count. I feel like you can just throw up without a gag reflex.
I don't know. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't.
Yeah. I guess we won't know, but...
I guess the world will never know.
Another mystery to add to the list of mysteries.
But, like, what's it like not having a gag reflex? Like,
well,
Sorry.
I was going to say, it sounds like you don't have a gag reflex. I don't know.
Sorry, what's it like having one of those, like, real bad? That's crazy. So, like,
yeah, it's a
you can't, like,
ass.
Have, like, a popsicle or whatever?
Well, like, I'm not, like, deep throating the popsicle. I can, like, you know, suck on the tip of the popsicle.
Sometimes that's all you need, right? You can use your hands for the rest.
Oh god. Oh,
that's
god.
Crazy.
Yeah, this is
that's crazy.
One for the books. So to me, I can't imagine how people could do that.
Enjoy.
Yeah, or, like, not even just enjoy, but, like, even just physically. Like, sometimes, like, you'll, like, see porn and they're just like going at it. Or like you'll see hentai.
It's like all the way in there.
Okay, see, but this is my hentai brain thing again, where I don't know if this is just like a hentai only thing. But you ever see those hentais where like they have like a really, really, really long penis, and so they like the girl or a guy has to like suck the other person off, and then when they do, it like goes down the throat.
Like the esophagus.
Yeah.
It's like an esophagus job. It's all the way down there.
Like, is that possible?
Okay, so
is that like physically possible?
It has to be. It has to be.
It has to be.
I'm going to explain my logic here.
Okay.
Have you ever seen like a sword swallower?
Oh. Yes.
I bet those people go fucking nutto mode on a penis. You ever want like the gluck gluck 10 bajillion? Go to the fucking Renaissance Festival and see if that sword swallower is single.
That's crazy. Like, I never thought about that, but you're so right.
Right?
Yeah. How do they like, do that?
Because they can't gag. They have to train themselves out of having a gag, right?
Can you train yourself out of having a gag reflex?
Because if you gag on that, you fucking die.
Well, yeah, but like, for example, for someone like you or like Ko, who just doesn't have one, maybe like you've just been naturally selected to be a sword swallower. And I'm just like, my fate has prevented me from ever swallowing any swords or dicks for that matter, I guess.
I don't know. I feel like my issue is I have really big tonsils.
Uh-huh.
So like if I wanted to get something back there, I'm not sure it would get back there.
Are your tonsils that big?
They're huge. You want to see? I'll show you a picture of my tonsils sometime. Every time I go to the doctor, they're like, why are your tonsils so big? Is that okay? And when I'm at the dentist, they're like, you have really big tonsils. And I'm like, thanks.
I made it myself. I get that a lot.
They're like, in the way.
Wait, that's so funny. Like, well, but okay, maybe your tonsils being big is like, it's kind of like the male equivalent of ribbed for pleasure.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Because there's like more texture. I don't know. I don't know what it's like to have a dick. I wish I knew. I would imagine.
Right.
That's what the hentai has taught me.
For a day.
If hentai has taught me anything,
I would like to know.
Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, have you seen those fleshlights, the Ona holes that are like the tornado ones?
No.
So have you ever been to
like spins around?
It's like in Japan they have like all those different like Ona hole slash like fleshlights, right?
Yeah.
And there's ones that are like clear where you can see from the outside what the texture looks like on the inside. And there are these ones that look like a corkscrew.
Oh.
And I just think like, I don't know, like clearly it feels good to somebody because they're selling these things. Like people think must feel good, but like to me as someone who is a non-dick haver, I cannot look at that and imagine that seems like it would feel good. You know what I mean?
Okay, what if they're like, okay, what if they're really into like monster girls and they're like, wow, this is just like, is
like
it
fucking
cats
a duck
that have corkscrew?
No, it's ducks.
Yeah. Ducks have the corkscrew penises, but the girl ducks have labyrinthal vaginas.
They have labyrinths down there?
Mm-hmm. It's a labyrinth.
It's
because
like you really
a
can't find it there.
Non-consensual duck sex is a huge problem.
Oh, I see. Is it not a problem in any other animal kingdom?
It's especially a problem
with
in ducks?
Okay.
Yeah. It is a particularly bad problem with ducks. That's why they've evolved those.
That's so random.
Maze cooters.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I imagine if you're like really into like, I think cats not have corkscrews? No, they have spikes.
No, they have spikes to latch on so the woman can't escape.
Ooh.
They have the opposite problem of ducks.
Don't love that.
It's literally like it inserts and then the spikes come out so that they can't escape. That's literally what it is.
Oh. Oh my god. Catboy's like a bit less appealing now. Yeah, this changes everything about the Nekopara Catboy.
Oh, true.
Butler Cafe.
They got
That's
their,
crazy.
Their spiky dicks.
That makes them all yandere's though.
True. It's right? like it's Every like those tire tracks in parking lots where you can enter but you can't exit.
Yeah, when you go to like a car rental.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, I imagine it's for people like that though, who are like really into like ducks or something.
Do you really and think they're, like, that imagining, that's like, made a... for people who are into ducks?
Well, they probably think about some sort of like, I don't know. I would go fucking nutto mode if they made like a tentacle something.
Well, like,
you know, if they went, honestly, can I tell? Okay, I'm gonna say something really bad.
Okay,
I'm sorry, Leora.
I'm ready.
I'm really hoping soft robotics takes off. Primarily because I think it would be insane for the sex toy market.
Like, you mean like how they have like the real people dolls?
No. Soft robotics is a form of robotics where it's like the hinges or like the things that are moving aren't made of metal. They're made of silicone or like soft polymers, right? So it's polymer based and not metal based robotics. A lot of it is powered by like pneumatics. So there's like air that blows into a tube that makes the tentacle go crazy mode.
Oh, so it's like a little safer.
Yeah, it is safer. That's why they do it. They make it so that soft robot hands are used for like picking fruit and stuff.
Oh,
so that it doesn't bruise like a peach,
like crush
or
the fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's like cool. The intended usage, but I think it would go crazy mode like as like a tentacle for like my personal.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen those like those pistons interest. That like the cam girls use sometimes. Have you seen
the
those?
What? No, I've never seen that.
Okay, I do. The only real people thing that I watch sometimes is Camp Girls.
That's crazy. You're like watching, like, you have enough time at, okay, sorry, you get done at your streamer job and then you go to jerk off and you're like, you know what would be great to jerk off to? More streamers.
Yeah. I mean, it's a different kind of streaming, I think, but...
You still have to thank a super chat.
Well, yeah, but it's like, you know, I think it's a little bit different. But anyway, I think cam girls, like, they sometimes use these, like, because they use, like, the regular ones, like, oh, it vibrates if you give them, like, 20 bits or whatever. But then there's, like, these fucking pistons. It's like a machine that has a dildo attached to it, and it's just... starts pistoning when you like donate.
Oh, a fuck machine.
Yeah. And that shit scares me. Every time I see one, I get like morbidly curious, but I usually have to like click away because it scares me.
Yeah, it does look kind of like a torture device.
Like, what if she gets impaled? What if the thing goes crazy and just starts, like, you know, like, I don't know, it seems really scary. Like, you could die, I feel like, from that.
Yeah, like, if it's like, yeah, I don't know, I feel like if
I don't trust technology from, like, enough.
I wonder if there are safety standards for fuck machines, though.
There must be, right? Or are they underground?
You want me to look it up? I can look up to see if we have safety standards.
All right, we're going to look up safety regulations for fuck machines.
Safety standards for, like, home use. What would this be? This would be, like, a...
masturbation?
Motor? This is, like, a...
I don't know what they're called. I'm sure they have a name. You could probably look up just the name if you were to find it, but...
I don't know that there's, like, force protection, like, force standards. Safety standards for motors and fans in the world. So there's, like, general electrical safety, but I'm more concerned about, like, force.
Yeah.
Like, force torque control. In my coochie.
Yeah, like, what's, like, the max it can go?
Yeah,
and,
like, can they,
can
like,
you die
limit
from...
the speed on this?
I'm sure
sex
there must be some sort of, like...
safety standards. I know the sex... ISO 3533 was published in 2021 and covers the design and safety requirements for sex toys. They come in direct contact with the genitalia, anus, or both. That's crazy!
Nice.
Oh my god. Nice.
Well, that's good. I'm glad the sex workers are being protected. Very good.
Well, it's everyday people, too.
Well,
that's
yeah,
crazy.
But I hope that everyday people aren't using the fuck machine.
Well,
I mean,
what
no
do you
shame.
Think of cam girl? Cam girls are people too, Limina.
Well, that's why I said sex worker.
Scope. Let's see. What's the scope for it? Manufactured products intended for sexual use. So, material safety, electrical safety, mechanical hazards.
Mm.
Oh, we have to pay money to see the mechanical hazards.
You have to pay money to see the mechanical. Why?
Oh, this is how they make their money back for like all the labor
research?
They did for making standards. Standards are like a whole process. So you have to like have a committee mm-hmm. and you do like this probably took, I think, anywhere from like 3 to 5 years to write. And there were probably like 50 people working on this.
Hmm.
That's standards. It's
not like government process. Funded.
No. So these are just separate organizations. So ISO is like international. I don't know that ISO is government funded.
Hmm.
I don't think so. About the ISO. No. Because I'm pretty sure they're not. I know IEEE is like, IEEE does standards, but it's not like government funded. What?
But
is,
like if it's not government
ISO?
Funded, can it be enforced?
So it benefits you if standards are, if you're a manufacturer
mm-hmm.
and you follow a standard, mm-hmm. it benefits you in markets. So what will happen is like, if the government isn't enforcing that, like things in, your domain are, comply with a standard,
mm-hmm.
then it benefits you to still comply with the standard because you can sell in other markets that do require it. And also so you can look safer,
mm.
right? It's sort of like how like certified humane testing isn't really like that big of a thing, but because you have that little bunny on your package,
like
people
are
it.
Like more inclined.
Yeah.
Mm,
so, yeah. So
thank you, L. Woods.
Thank you, L. Woods. Thank you, L. Woods, and Legally Blonde too. No, but it does help you, like if you're some sort of manufacturer to comply with these things. And it's also they participate in the creation of these standards. So companies that make these things are the people who are on the committees that help write the standards, in addition to like other interest groups and stuff. So like. You can probably, if you have something you're interested in and there's a standard being drafted about it, you can participate in standards and.
Oh,
and
I wonder
get, like, a,
though if like the sex toy industry, if they would. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like to a certain degree, it's a little more dubious for a lot of these things. And like, I wonder if they would, like, marketing wise, right? Like, I don't know if marketing is like a super huge concern in like such a niche market into that aspect of it, you know? So I do wonder.
Is it
anyway,
a niche market though?
I think it's a niche market in terms of like the fucking piston that I'm talking about is like, I'm sure that there's not that many people making pistons that are activated by super chats in your stream cam thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I guess like Elgato has a business structure.
Is Elgato part of that?
No, well, maybe there's a button on your stream deck for...
Oh, true.
Machine. No, like Elgato sells stuff to the market of people that is streamers, right?
Mm. Sure.
And if your thing is app based, so like if your fuck machine is app based, which probably most fuck machines now in the year of our Lord 2025 are, I would hope they're app based because there's not a lot of like benefit to being not app based at this point that you could like. It'd be pretty easy just to like add an API in there to have super chats.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like very. Although I've heard that the API is like really guarded because it's that's how they benefit because the companies that run,
they get like a cut.
The platforms will license the API to those specific vendors. So anyway, it's like a very, it's a very weird that it's because I have
the
a
legal
friend,
constraints of the fuck machine.
Yeah, exactly. I have a friend who's like worked on like similar products, so I kind of like have heard a little bit musings here and there of like how it kind of works. But anyway, yeah, kind of interesting. The market.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and like if you watch any of these cam girls, like even if it's just like out of morbid curiosity, which is half the time what I watch them for, because like there's sometimes where I'm like, I'm just going to watch cam girls and see what they're up to. And sometimes they're not doing anything sexual. And then I just sit there and I like watch them like, what? Why are people watching this? Is it like they're just trying to like, because the girls
it's
a lot of times
GFE.
They just won't say much, though. That's like the thing about it that's weird, is that they'll just like sit there.
Oh.
It's like, and I'll just be like, okay, like, why are people watching this? So I'll just sit there watching to like figure out why like 500 people are sitting here and watching. Because I do that with regular streamers too. It's like if I see somebody with... Yeah? Wait, what are you saying?
Isn't being ignored a fetish, though?
Oh, maybe? It's like a lot of times they'll just sit there and they'll wait. And they'll wait for like the gauge to fill. And then once the gauge fills, they do like whatever the donothon reward is, right? It's like take off your shirt or like, you know, masturbate for 20 seconds or whatever it is.
Oh, it's an NPC stream.
It's kind of like, it is basically kind of like an NPC stream. Very weird. But a lot of these streams that I've seen are very, very, very low tech. Like very minimal. So I just can't imagine that a lot of these people actually really like completely understand even like what the toys are or like how they're operating or like, you know, like I think it's all very low
tech. Yeah, they're not thinking that far.
No, yeah. So it makes me worried for their safety sometimes. Like I just get concerned. Like I hope people are safely practicing whatever it is that they're practicing and, you know, regulations are actually in place and stuff. Because, yeah, that fucking piston scares the shit out of me every time I see it.
Well, even, like, the chemical composition of some dildos is, like, incredibly suspect. I feel like I've thought about this a lot. Like, why, how can they sell, like, stuff that is not, like, that's not like able to be sterile, right? Like how can they sell like jelly dildos, for example, will hold on to bacteria, right?
Sure.
Whereas silicone you can like sanitize.
Are jelly dildos, are those not like one-time use?
Is that what
I've never seen someone use it, but I've heard
in
of
what
them.
World are you in what world are you spending $20 on something you're only going to use once? Like door dashing Taco Bell.
I was gonna say, I mean, I'm assuming they're supposed to be one-time use. I'm assuming that's the goal with them.
But even then, like, there's no way those chemicals are safe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Even stuff like lube and whatnot. I don't know. Every time I see these things, I'm always like, this looks all very sketchy and not very hygienic. And
none of it's like regulated.
I don't think any of it's regulated, which is like really concerning. But it's always kind of interesting though to see.
Yeah.
People get creative. Sometimes they get creative. They do interesting things, you know.
But like that's, I think anywhere where like something is like kind of semi illegal, like I feel like in some U.S. states, so speaking from like an American perspective, there's like some places legally don't have like sex shops.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, like they can't have like stores that sell like dildos or vibrators. So they have to use like loopholes to get around it or whatever, or even like like I know in Maryland, for example, I used to like go there sometimes and I knew some people who worked at a store and they were like, for every item that is like considered like a sex toy, they have to have one like non-sex related thing that they sell in their store.
Oh, interesting.
So the way they got around that was by having by selling pipes.
Okay.
Like for
like smoking pipes.
Yeah. Yeah. So for every Tilto nut store, there had to be a fucking pipe.
Interesting. I mean, I guess they kind of like there's like those types of regulations. Like I've seen that for other stuff as well. I guess like in general, and this is just like kind of politics a bit, but right, like the whole concept of legalizing things that
legalize dildos.
Yeah, exactly. But like, you know, like legalizing certain drugs and stuff. It's like the point of it is so that you can regulate it because people are going to do it regardless. And you just want people to be able to access those things safely and, you know, whatever. So anyway. Yeah. Politics.
Because if you don't, then they're just gonna find it a different way.
Yeah, like people are gonna do it regardless, right? You can't stop people from like having sex, or you can't stop people from like smoking whatever. Like you just gotta just make sure that you're regulating it properly, and you can't stop people from selling their bodies and stuff like that. So
you can make it safer.
Yeah. Anyway, everyone, practice gooning safely. Be sure to sterilize your ona holes.
Yeah.
Wash those things properly.
Yeah, don't reuse your Tenga egg.
Yeah.
Wait, can you reuse your Tenga egg?
No, Tenga eggs are one-time use, I'm pretty sure, right? Because that's what they... I've seen them come in, like, little egg cartons. It's very cute. I'm assuming that means that you were supposed to one-time use them. But the other ones that are from Tenga, like the big... You know, the classic Tenga one, the red one? I'm assuming that one's reusable, right?
Can you believe the TSA fucked my Tenga egg? I'm still mad about it.
Like, they used it and sent it to you used?
Okay, so I brought, like, Tenga eggs back home from Japan.
Okay.
Because I wanted to fidget, because I'm...
With a Tenga egg?
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever fidgeted with a Tenga egg?
Because if you haven't, I don't even know what it looks like inside the egg.
I think I have one somewhere.
I actually don't know what it looks like inside the egg. Yeah, please.
It's
educate me. I actually don't even know what the red one looks like inside the cap. I just know that it's like,
inside the cap either. I just know you stick your dick in that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I bought some Tenga eggs because I want to like throw it around in my hands and like hacky sack it, you know, and like fidget with it.
Squishy?
It's so squishy. Honestly, it's like it's like such a good stim toy. If it wasn't like explicitly a sex toy, then I would probably have like five on my desk.
Wait, I literally just put this thing on my throne recently because I wanted exactly that. So maybe I just get a Tenga egg.
You should put some Tenga eggs on your throne.
Some Tenga eggs on my throne. It's a good idea.
No, I think that you would love playing with them.
I think I might.
So I just wanted to fidget with it. And I brought it home. I brought home a carton, like six Tenga eggs.
Yeah.
And the TSA thought it was a bomb.
They thought the Tenga eggs were bombs?
Yeah, so they went in and they opened one.
Uh-oh.
And they took it out and they unwrapped it and everything. I wasn't even there. Like, I wasn't present for this. I just got home and for some reason, my Tenga eggs got fucked. Like, they fucked my Tenga egg.
They didn't have
sex with it, I don't think, but, like, they definitely, like, went in there and they, like, jiggled things around and were like, what is this? Oh. Not all of them, just like one or two. I was so mad.
What the fuck? They literally fucked your Tenga eggs.
They literally fucked my Tenga egg. They finger fucked my Tenga egg.
They finger fucked your Tenga eggs. That's so unfair.
It's not fair.
Yeah. How could they
do that? I would understand if I had like, I don't know, other illicit materials.
Tenga egg fucking.
Literally, they didn't even ask.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's a thing that you're not allowed to have. You're allowed to have Tenga eggs.
Yeah, surely people bring those over all the time, right?
Yeah, there's no way it looks like a pipe bomb.
Maybe, like, I don't know what it looks like, but maybe in the reader, it's, like, all scrambled up or something, so it, like, looks freaky, and there was, like, six of them. So I could see them thinking that, but then opening it, they should have realized, oh, it's just Tenga eggs, and then closed it back up.
Yeah, you can fit your whole fist in there, though.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we can put our whole fist
in there.
Probably hold hands in there.
I think you need to put your fist in the Tenga egg and you have to take a picture and send it to me.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I'll do like a, if I can find my Tenga eggs, I'd do like a, like an ASMR stream with them or something.
A Tenga egg ASMR stream.
Yeah, Tenga egg binaural ASMR. I'm really bad at ASMR.
Me too.
Last time I used my ASMR microphone was to do wood soup and make Miwa and I's acrylic standees kiss in the soup.
Ooh, the wood soup ones are always kind of nice, yeah, right? They're like clacky. Did you have to like buy a wood soup kit?
I bought a wood bowl and I bought some wood balls. Do they have kits for wood soup?
I don't know. I would assume. I feel like they have kits for everything ASMR now. Because it's like such a popular thing to do.
Do you think Tenga would sponsor us?
Dude, yeah. Tenga should sponsor. I feel like Tenga would sponsor us. I feel like if we asked, they would sponsor us.
Tenga, let us fuck your eggs.
True. Please. Speaking of fucking eggs.
I love you. Okay, keep going. Yeah. I'm ready.
I forgot about Mr. Ace Farm. And then one of my mods reminded me about Mr. Ace Farm again last night.
I'm not caught up.
And I was like, I got to catch up to Mr. Ace Farm in case there's anything I want to bring up on the frequency. And
it's the egg section, right?
It is the egg section. Have you been reading it?
I read the first, I got up to the part where the guy's eggs are stuck in his, like, cloaca.
Yes. Wait, so I haven't heard your thoughts on Mr. Ace Farm now that you've actually read it. What do you think?
I'm confused, you know, I'm like, there's a lot of things happening and I kind of would just rather, like, the porn happened.
it's like weird because to me, I think I'm at the point with it where it's like not gooning material at all. Like
it's not.
I cannot get turned on by anything that's happening in it, but I'm kind of invested in the story now.
Yeah, I'm like invested in a dystopian world where like these humans are animals, kind of.
Yeah, and they have to like create as, like produce and like.
Yeah, it's like if Animal Farm was about like
people.
Sex.
Yeah, I like, yeah, truly. And the latest, so I was like, oh, I wonder if he gets the eggs out. And then I you know, read it and it was really intense. Like the sex part was really intense, but I was really completely not turned on the entire time. I think also I'm just like not really into the like
egg laying thing.
Well, that also, but like I like futas, but I don't think I'm really into like guy with both parts. The cunt boys. I'm not really into the cunt boys, I guess. I don't know if that's sexism, but yeah.
Listen, I don't know if it's a little fucked up for me to say.
Yeah, I don't know if that's messed up for me to say, but the cunt boys weren't quite hitting it for me, so I wasn't really into the sex part. But the most recent like chapter, the story is like getting kind of crazy. You're just like actually like, wait, what's gonna happen? Because like, I don't know. Like, I'm getting invested in the story. It's Little A, the main character. They reveal that he's been going through therapy and he can't actually remember like certain things of his past.
Oh no.
Yeah, and then we actually get to see Mr. A.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's the story's ramping up and now I'm kind of invested and I need to know what happens. Like, what's going on? Why is the farm like this? Yeah. Why are the, you know, people like this and what happened? And are the evil people actually evil or like who's actually evil? Are there any evil people? Is it just sex?
Yeah. What if it's all morally gray and they're just having sex?
Yeah. Like, what's happening? Yeah. So now I gotta know. Now I'm invested.
Yeah.
Strapped in.
I'll have to catch up. I'll have to meet you where you're at. I think the problem for me with manhwa and like jerking off to manhwa is that like it has the same issue as shonen anime to me, where I can't jerk off to it, but where it ends at the climax.
Oh, like it has
right
like,
before
it has
the climax,
right. Then, so you like, can't like completely,
and then you have
dork
to wait for the next episode next week. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? You're gonna start the episode halfway through and then end it halfway through
the next episode? You can't cliffhanger. You can't blue balls me. You know,
literally blue balling me in the porn. Can you imagine that?
That's like actually evil.
It's evil. It's fucked up. At least like.
You know, I never realized that, but I think you're totally right. I think manhwa porn always does that, but I don't read a lot of manhwa porn because, okay, this is, like, really insane of me, but I think something about, like, anime being colored Or porn being colored, like, I can't read it.
That's fair. No, I agree.
I don't know why.
I don't like seeing the colors.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like seeing the colors. I don't want to see
sometimes
them in
color.
Sometimes
they just can't like color it right, you know?
I think it feels too realistic when it's colored and it turns me off or something.
Yeah, there's like layers of separation. Yeah. And that's like the line.
Yeah. I'm glad you
agree.
That
makes sense.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree. I can't read colored hentai.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Absolutely not. It's not my preferred. It's just... I will say, though, Mr. Ace Farm, the coloring and the art is incredible, though. It's very good. And even the way that they draw, like, the genitalia is, like, insane. Like, it's very well drawn.
I just can't jerk off to it.
No,
I'm like, there's, like, human rights violations happening.
The human rights violations are actually, they are really, truly happening.
I can't believe they had to have a content warning about human rights violations. And then it, like, they literally, like, well, this is actually...
Like it's, they were not joking about the
like
human rights violation content warning.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
It was like funny when I first saw it, but now I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. No, it's and then there was a bit where like the chicken guy was like, wait, you're Mr. A's nephew? And then it insinuates that like the chicken guy also like did the do with Mr. A.
Oh.
So he was like, wait, then this is like weird because like, yeah, like he was having a moral dilemma about that. So.
Oh. Because like you can't fuck like, okay, the chicken was having a moral dilemma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it'd be weird to like fuck somebody and then fuck their nephew. Right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like. That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, I guess where's the line, right? Like, where's the line of that?
Yeah.
I think if you fuck somebody, basically all of their immediate relatives are, like, off bounds. like, yeah, you can, like, fuck somebody and then fuck their sister or fuck their brother. But, like, ethically, should you?
What if it's twins?
Okay, but then can I... At the same time, does that count?
Yeah, does that count?
Okay, wait. Okay, this
is
actually a real question. Real question.
Okay, yeah.
You fuck a twin. You date. You break up.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Her twin comes on to you. What do you do? Is that weird? That has to be weird, right?
I don't know.
They're identical twins. They look and sound exactly the same.
Hmm.
Like,
do you
I feel
think
like
dick is the same.
The,
like, it has to be, right?
The what?
The dick.
Huh?
Do you think the dick is the same?
The dick on twins?
Yeah.
Yeah. If they're identical, I would assume so, right?
Does it work the same for vaginas, too?
I'm assuming if they're identical, yes. If they're, like, fraternal, probably no.
Has anybody fucked a twin here?
Yeah.
I feel
chat,
like...
We need your opinions. And if you're listening in the
respond
future...
Respond in the comments.
Please tell us in the comments if you have...
yeah, if you've had sex with a twin,
before.
Please tell us if it feels the same. If it is the same.
If it is the same. Yeah, I'd love to know.
I would love to know. I'm very curious. Because, like...
Is it going to be like my hentais where
deja
like
vu.
Eventually they blindfold you and then they tell us apart?
That's crazy.
It's like the hentai trope.
That's crazy.
Someone said this
like,
episode's
which one's
homework
better?
Is crazy.
It's like the same.
yeah, exactly. Like, surely twins actually in real life have done stuff like that, though, right? Where they're, like, dating somebody and then, like, they will blindfold them and then, like, just be like, oh, can you tell which is the one that you're dating?
I think that I would be too sad.
Like, you'd be scared that they don't know?
No, well, maybe. I don't know. Do you think the Davinci twins have this problem? I know one of them has a girlfriend.
I feel like the Davinci twins would share a girlfriend, like, for sure.
I feel like they would, too. I
feel like they would actually share a girlfriend. I don't think that they would have individual girlfriends. Or they would date another set of twins, and it would just be, like, a free-for-all. Like, they're allowed to sleep with each other. Like, they're not, you know?
That's crazy.
Like, they're not beholden to one twin. Like yeah. it's a four way.
Yeah. No, yeah. That. But isn't that like, okay? Is it incest if it's like a three way with twins? Is that like?
As long as the twins aren't making out, I would say no.
Yeah, right? Like, but you know they have before.
Oh, sure.
There's like no shot you have a twin you haven't made out with them.
I mean, I could see someone not ever having made out with their twin, but I can't see you never having made out with your twin and then having sex with somebody with your twin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 Because I have a couple friends who are twins. But they're all fraternal twins, so I don't know, maybe that's different.
Oh, yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
It's different. But they do, fraternal twins still do, like, have twin speak, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where, like, they have their own little, like, way of talking to each other.
Yeah. But I feel like if you were, like, a close enough sibling, sometimes siblings have that, too.
Twin speak?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess so, if you're, like, close enough in age. But that's, now that's weird. Maybe it is weird to kiss your twin. But, like, it's you. So it's, like, it's not self-sex.
It's not self-sex. It's not you.
Is like, it self? Okay.
Even if you look the same, incest? You guys have different personalities, right? You guys like different people fundamentally.
Okay, so say you have, like, a perfect clone of yourself in this very moment.
Okay, like an actual clone, not a twin.
Like an actual clone.
Okay.
Like, you miraculously ended up getting cloned.
Mm-hmm.
Is it incest to make out with that clone?
If it's your clone, no. I would say no. Is that narcissism? Probably.
How many weeks into having a clone do you think that it would become twincest?
I don't think fucking your clone is twincest.
You're functionally the same as like having a twin though, but like not really, but like you, I don't know. It's confusing.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Cuz clones are like you're the exact same person. You're not even like different people. So I feel like it's more like self-cest than twin-cest, right? Like you have the same exact personality and the same exact mentality. So if you'd want to do your clone would probably want to do you. Like it's like, you know what I mean? Like it's all...
Yeah.
It's a little bit different, I think.
Do you think you would have sex with your clone?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I just don't fancy the idea of having sex with anyone, but...
It's yourself! Like, if you could jerk off, like...
I don't fancy having sex with anyone that's not an anime character, but, like... Yeah, like, I'm, like, not...
Wait, that post is a different question, though.
Okay.
Would you...
Uh-huh.
...have sex... with your PNG?
No. Because I think really? For me, the difference is like the type of character I would want to have sex with is not the type of character that reflects me / my personality. Mm. So I'm not really mm-hmm. actually attracted to my own character. I think my character is cool and I think she reflects me very well. And actually my friend and I were talking about how she like actually really looks like me, like IRL too, and it kind of freaks me out sometimes. But like I wouldn't, it's kind of like almost like you said, it's like kind of the same as having sex with yourself. Would you have sex with your PNG?
Okay, so maybe if she was a top.
Okay, like a top version of your PNG.
Yeah, like if she was like a top.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe top something Lisa similar, but not. Not I don't, it's me though, you know.
Yeah.
So like, probably not actually.
Yeah, I think that's how I feel too. Like, if my character looked like, if I looked like fucking Dorothy from Nikkei, then yeah, I would probably have sex with myself. But I am unfortunately not Dorothy from Nikkei, so.
Yeah.
I would have sex with Dorothy from Nikki. Actually, you know, I don't even think I'd have sex with Dorothy from Nikki, because even though I'd want to have sex with her, I don't think I could make her happy. I don't think I could satisfy her.
I think she would just be disappointed in me again.
Yeah, I think I just need like a massive dick, and then maybe I would consider.
Well, she like hates men though, so like,
yeah, but it'd be me with a massive dick.
That's true.
Well, anyway, like that's my take on it. It's like I don't think I'm attracted. I'm not really like, I think like every version of myself basically, it's a problem if I'm attracted to the character that I'm portraying, to be honest, because I'm not my own target audience anyway. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so if I were attracted to my own character, there's probably a problem with my character.
Like it has like a penis.
I mean, who's to say I don't?
Like Fuda Limina.
Yeah, but you don't know what's under there.
Well, that's true.
How do I know that you don't have a penis? Imagine.
Well, I don't think it would fit in these shorts, you know?
Like, I mean,
where would it go? I don't, you, I'd be like really good at tucking. Really,
yeah, there's good, you know, tucking technology. Maybe you just have a small one. Yeah. There's no shame in that.
Oh my God. you're gonna say I have a small pee-pee.
don't let anyone shame you for your pee-pee size, Leah.
My pee-pee's small. That's crazy.
Or maybe you have a big pee-pee and small balls.
I think I have a small pee-pee, big heart.
You have small pee-pee, big tonsils.
Small pee-pee, big. Well, I think maybe I'm just not built to have a pee-pee because that would require me to do work, you know?
The tug?
Well, no, not just that, but like, what's the point of the penis if you're not going to like use it? And
you have
not
a,
lie.
You
I,
have a
I
very nice right
it.
Hand.
Man, my hand hurts.
And you have some nice Tenga eggs.
That's true.
Some untouched
Tenga eggs, but those are for fidgeting.
Untouched Tenga eggs.
Only some of them are untouched, apparently.
Some nice raw Tenga eggs.
I wonder what it feels like to put your penis in a Tenga egg.
That's what I want to know. That's the burning question. I want to know so bad.
We need like, I think maybe once every like 3 months, we need to have like a male on the stream that we can ask these questions.
Ask dual locks?
No, ew, I don't want to know.
Would that be called? Would that be considered workplace harassment? If we ask him,
yeah, that'd be like sexual harassment.
Is that sexual harassment if we ask him?
Yeah, HR would have to have a talk with us more than they already do. Yeah, that'd be like. We'd have to find like somebody else who would be able to do it, you know? You'd like a. Listen, if you have a penis and you're a. I don't even want a VTuber.
Well, like,
here,
see, the thing
the
is,
problem.
I think Duologs is great because he's like actually like, asexual.
Yeah, he is asexual.
He's like actually. But I feel like it's really rare to find asexual men. So that's why he would give us the best objective opinion. You know what I mean?
That's. True.
All right.
But there's no way he's used a Tenga egg, you know? Right? There's like no way.
Oh my God. We gotta ask him. So yes or no question. He doesn't have to tell us how it felt. Yeah. You could just tell us if he's used it or not. Or any sort of fleshlight.
What's the point if we don't know what it's like, what it feels like to use a Tenga egg?
I just genuinely want to know in general. Like, oh, he's in chat. Perfect. Have you used a Tenga egg?
Yeah, have you used a Tenga egg? I think what we should do is, like, we should have a survey. We should have a viewership survey.
Oh, frequency
and we ask
viewership
our,
survey.
Like, yeah, we ask
the
our
freaks.
Viewers. We ask the freaks these questions.
Yeah.
And they find out for us.
Yes.
Well, it's like homework.
It's homework.
It's homework.
Yeah.
You have to fill out the anonymous survey for homework.
Yeah.
Have you ever used a Tenga egg and what did it feel like?
Yes.
Was it like being enveloped in one of those things that you fidget with the little dolphins inside. Like,
what are they called? The Chinese hand traps or something? No, hand traps, Yu-Gi-Oh. Finger traps. There we go.
Chinese hand traps. Wash your ash blossom and joy of spring.
The feet one, definitely. It's actually called a Chinese finger trap. I'm pretty sure that's like actually what it's called legally.
Yeah,
it's a legal.
It's a
name.
Finger trap, not a hand trap.
Not a hand trap from Yu-Gi-Oh. Not Ash Blossom.
Yeah.
Not Maxi.
Yeah, not Maxi. If you ever go to Japan, if I ever go to Japan, the first thing I'll do is get a Tenga. Thank you. You can get them at what's the place called? Don Quixote.
Don Quixote. Yeah.
Don Quixote.
You know, actually, the other day I saw them selling Tengas at a Japanese like supermarket thing in America too.
That's crazy.
Maybe next time I go, I can get one.
Oh my god, you should, and then you can tell me what you think about it.
Yeah, I can fidget with it.
You can put your whole hand in it.
Yeah, I'll put my whole hand in it, and I'll send you a picture.
Yeah, let's go.
And then next time we can take a picture of us holding hands inside of the Tenga egg.
Inside of the Tenga egg.
That's all we ever wanted.
The off collab frequency episode better go fucking crazy.
I'm kind of scared for that episode, actually. I feel like I have to fly to your house and I need to watch you drink your sister's breast milk.
Oh my god, that's such a good idea. How'd you get to be so smart?
we gotta do cum cookbook recipes, but with breast milk.
Stop. Oh my god, with the breast milk.
Put the breast milk on an oyster shell.
Yeah! And we'll get to get oysters too. It's like a double whammy.
Yeah. We're just winning.
And oysters
all around.
Are, you know, they're already an aphrodisiac, so.
Are they?
That's why, yeah, I think so, aren't they?
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's like, yeah, I thought so.
You know, I actually had oysters last week for the first time in a very, very, very long time. And I had them and I didn't think anything of it. And they're very good. And then later I realized I was like, oh, shit, I didn't think about good thing I didn't think about the fucking cum cookbook. I would have probably gagged like before I could eat those oysters. I had completely forgotten about it when I was eating them. Yeah. Thank God.
No, I had oysters last week too, and I did think about them, and I was like, eh, whatever, I don't care. I like completely blocked it out of my brain. I was like, haha, lol, cum in an oyster.
No, I wouldn't have been able to do it. It's the gag reflex. Yep. Even the mental gag, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's only some things that make me like gag like mentally.
Mm.
And I don't. That cookbook got pretty close. But not
that,
like...
That cookbook was
not
vile.
Too bad. It was pretty bad.
That was really bad.
Honestly, the lumpier lumpia is, I think, maybe the worst offender for me.
I think the name really
was just normal,
is the icing on
it was
the cake.
It was normal lumpia, and they just put cum on it.
Did he even make the lumpia, or did he just get, like, frozen lumpia?
I don't know. I think he made the lumpia, but
you know
I don't
what?
Know
props
it was a good
to him for actually
recipe.
Making the lumpia.
Do you want to... We should figure out if that lumpia recipe is actually any good. Not put any cum in it, obviously, but, like...
breast milk instead. Breast milk.
Yeah, I would like to know. I would like to know for sure if that was, like...
legit lumpia.
Yeah, if that lumpia actually tasted good.
I mean, the chicken soup looked really sad. So if he's making, but you know what?
Well,
okay,
he just
here's
put cum in the soup. I don't know what to tell you, Limina. Like
frequency episode off collab, we will make the lumpier lumpia without any cum. Substitute the cum for breast milk, maybe. I don't know if I want to drink your sister's breast milk though. I feel like that feels like a violation. Like I feel like
I feel like we should ask for her consent before you drink her breast milk.
Well, I don't think even if she consented, I don't know if I would. Like I feel like that's like some sort of weird violation. Like it's like a line, if I cross it, I'll never be able to come back.
Oh, you're like, oh no, what if I get mind broken by my sister's, by Leah's sister's breast milk?
No, yeah, and then I can't live without
I'll never
your
be able to go
milk.
Back.
Yeah.
You're like, I need it in my coffee every day.
Yeah, exactly. Just have you played the game One Iced Latte with Your Breast Milk, Please?
I haven't. I saw you were playing it, and I was like, I'll watch this later.
You have to play. Don't watch it. No spoilers. You got to play. It's actually genuinely such a good game. Like, actually.
Is it about breast milk?
A bit. It is a bit about breast milk, but in general, it's like just and spit. Another girl. So there's one girl that puts breast milk in your coffee, and then the other one puts spit in your coffee. So, you know.
That one I could go for. I could go for a hot woman spitting in my coffee.
I don't think I want either, but you should play.
Do you
the
think
game.
There's guys who like piss off waiters to get them to spit in their like food so that they can like get off to it?
Oh, surely.
Right?
Surely they do.
Like, it has to be real. It's not just me like imagining that.
No, I'm positive that there's somebody out there who, because I think people just get off on being mean to people in general too. So like, it's a double whammy for them.
Oh my god, I went to this like restaurant where they were just mean to me last weekend.
Oh, is it like one of those ones where like they're supposed to be mean to you, or they were just mean to you?
Yeah, where they're like supposed to be mean to you.
Oh,
I didn't know it. I just wanted a margarita, but we went in and this lady was like, "Here's your hat," and the hat said, "You can fit your whole fist inside." And I was like, "Wait, what?" Like a Tenga egg.
Were they mean to you?
They were not. I feel like she could have been meaner. She seemed pretty nice.
Maybe she felt like, maybe she could tell that you didn't realize what you had signed up for. And so she didn't want to be too mean, you know?
Oh, no, but like I could handle it.
Yeah, but she doesn't know that.
I like wanted her to call me like a bitch or something.
Were they doing that to other customers?
No, they put a hat on Miwa that said like not worth the herpes, and I was like, oh my god,
that's crazy. Okay,
are you okay, bestie? Holy shit, I would cry.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. That's an amazing.
That's all
experience.
I have.
Yeah. Well, we are up at time.
We are up at time.
Truly flies whenever
we
are.
It goes so fast with you. It goes so fast on frequency.
How did we get to two hours already? Holy shit!
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah. How did that happen? Anyway, we'll have to make a survey sometime, and we'll do a survey reading on
stream.
Keep
an eye out for the survey, chat.
Yeah.
Maybe the next episode or the episode after that, we'll do the frequency. Actually, I guess the episode after this one. After the next episode. So two episodes from now would probably be the best time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye out for the survey, chat.
That'll be so fun.
And yeah, this has been Frequency.
Yeah.
Everybody, please go. Like the podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, and all your favorite podcast providers.
Yeah, all the podcast platforms. And we do have a YouTube channel that also has all the edited footage, too. It's like a podcast YouTube channel. So be sure to check that out and give it a subscribe as well. And put in the comments of here or there, whichever one you're, wherever you're watching. We'd love to hear if you've ever used a Tenga egg. And if
what did it feel like?
Yeah, was it nice? Did you like it? Or have
don't
you
give
tried...
us too many details. Just like be like,
yeah,
like compare it to something.
Yeah, would you try a corkscrew Tenga? Let us know.
Yeah. But that's all from us. Goodbye, everybody.
See you in the next one.
Mina. See you in the next one.